You're listening to Scratch Take, a podcast where songwriters tell the story behind their craft. I'm Jeremy Katzenstein. Overcoats is a folktronica project of Hannah Elion and JJ Mitchell. Their latest single, Nighttime Hunger, came out in February of 2016. In this episode, Hannah and JJ talk about injecting tension into their music, the vulnerability that comes with writing together, and the powerful empathy and understanding that they've developed for each other through their songwriting.
My name's JJ Mitchell, and I'm part of Overcoats. Hannah Elion, part of Overcoats. I think a good song, well, I can't speak for everybody else's good song. For us, a good song is like lyrics that are kind of surprising and haunting, melodies that are complicated but like simple enough to hold on to.
Ooh,
I like that.
What else?
I think a good song for us also has a tension to it. So whether it's like the instrumentals are kind of in like there's a tension between the instrumentals and the vocals, or I'm trying to think of, the Smaller Than My Mother example.
Yeah, one of our songs, Smaller Than My Mother, is like, it started off as like kind of a bluegrass folk song, and there were these really old lyrics and folky melodies, and then one night we kind of like ruined it and we put in all of this really crass electronic production that didn't match the feeling of the song at all. And then once we'd heard it, like that's how it had to be because the song was changed forever. And so the tension between maybe like a folky melody but a super dancey percussion part, or like something really fast vocally and then slow production. We like the tensions between the things that we add to a song.
He makes me fall to my knees. Smaller than my mother, he looks down on me. Oh,
our first song was Little Memory. The story of the first song, we met 5 years ago in college, and we did a cappella together for a while.
Fast forward four years
to our senior year. It was like a pretty dark winter, and we decided to try writing a song together. I think first we like sang a song that Hannah had written, and she taught me a harmony part, and we really loved the way it sounded. And so then we were like, okay, let's try starting from scratch. And so we sat and we wrote Little Memory from beginning to end in one sitting.
Pick me up, don't run too fast. I promise I'll hold on till I'm the last one standing.
That song really like was the foundation for like the rest of our songwriting moving forward, because we were both having like really parallel emotional experiences with different people, and to write that song was to like empathize with the other and write about your own experience but also the other person. And that's like really stayed with us in our songwriting. It doesn't really matter if we're talking about like my ex or JJ's ex, like it's all the same for us, and it's all about just kind of sharing an emotion and like taking it forward.
So pick me up, don't run too fast. I promise I'll hold on till I'm the last one.
So another song that that sort of is an example of us empathizing with one another would be Nighttime Hunger, our most recent release, because it's very much about like struggling with your own internal thoughts and your own internal anxiety, and yet we sing it as a duo, and so there's this kind of like strength and power that comes from this
us empathizing with each other's, like, what would be like an individual struggle, but then when we sing it together, it's like
you're kind of sharing your own demons, and so there's like power through that. But yeah, that one in particular was like a shift forward for us, because a lot of the songs are about people or about relationships or about events, and this one is
events,
parties, current events, parties. and this one, Nighttime Hunger, was really about like sharing, like, the feelings that come to you when you're alone. So it was really like a very personal experience for us to write it. And in a classic turn of events, it shows you how synced we are. We wrote the first verse together, no problem, easy. We were like, this is great. And then we couldn't write the second verse for like months, like I'd say 4 months. And we were in Dublin, living there for a bit. And we were like, okay, we just have to just push it out. Like, let's just write it. And we went to opposite sides of the room, and we each had to write the second verse, and then we were going to come back together and combine them. And I kid you not, we had written the same thing, except for like maybe 3 or 4 words. I mean, it was weird.
Yeah.
And so we were like, well, that's that.
That's that. For me, the hardest part is when I don't have any inspiration, because if you're alone and you can't work on something, you make up an excuse. You're like, I have to go somewhere. Like, I really want to read a book. And then you just go do it, and you don't have to be like accountable to anyone. Whereas like when you're sitting and you're trying to write a song and you just like don't have any ideas, it's like really scary. Because, you know, it's like you just... Am I making sense?
I have
like,
the
you can't
same thing.
Hide from the other. So, like, you just have to try ideas, and, like, sometimes they're, like, really bad, and you have to, like, not be embarrassed about saying them anyway, because they usually lead to something good. So yeah, there's, like, an incredible amount of, like, trust involved, because, like, you know, when you are struggling with something by yourself, you can – no one has to know. But when you're struggling with a duo, you both know.
Everybody knows. Yeah, I think the hardest part about writing as a duo for me is a similar, like, embarrassment, fear of embarrassment. Like, I know Hannah so well. Like, I spend most of my time with her. I eat most of my meals with her, and yet I'm so embarrassed if I, like, sing a wrong note. Just, like, not acceptable. And I think that that fear can sometimes be limiting. But for the most part, we, like, try to encourage each other to just let out whatever's in there and be really positive.
If it's funny when it comes out.
So, yeah. I think, yeah, just, like, letting down your walls and
trusting, too, the positive part that comes from it is that, like, when you are in a duo, like, you're a duo for the long haul. And so it's, like, you just have to really trust in the other person and, like, trust that you both are, like, offering something to it that's making it what it is. And, like, even when you don't have an idea, the other person doesn't have an idea, like, you're both, like, the ones that are going to, like, make it what it is.
Yeah.
So you just have to be
like,
patient.
Oh, no, the well's dried up.
I have to let you know.
Has anyone given us writing advice?
Producers.
We were just reading an Paul Simon article.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't
write it.
This
is to avoid your question and talk about something else.
And he was talking about songwriting. So this wasn't really directly given to me, but
I felt like it was directly given.
Paul Simon called us, told us.
And he was basically talking about how, like, when you are in a creative role, like, you just have to, like, trust that it's going to come. And so he's talking about how, like, you know, you try to write something and then it kind of goes under the radar for a bit. And it's all it is winter, and it's like, you know, the seeds are growing, but you just don't know. You're feeling really frustrated because you can't finish this song. And then one day you get like really moody and you're like, I don't know what's up with me. And then you write it, you write what you were supposed to write, and you understand that it's all just a pattern and like part of your process. And I thought that was really smart because like being an artist is like really weird and hard sometimes. And so it's like you just fully, I think, like, it's going to make you moody. It's going to make you antisocial. It's going to make you, like, all sorts of things that, like, don't plague normal people. And you just have to, like, accept it and live with it because it's, like, it's your, you know, it's your, like, purpose to make these things, even though it can be hard sometimes.
Jay?
I'm trying to think.
Quoting the king over here.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if, I feel like we don't usually get songwriting advice per se. A lot of people have given us great advice about making music into a career. Like your guitar teacher, told us, like, when he decided that he wanted to be a musician, people were like, oh, well, what's your plan? Like, what's your fallback plan? And he would just say, there is no fallback plan. So now we have adopted that and stolen it for ourselves. And we say, never fall back. But I'm trying to think if there's any, like, actual technicality, like, songwriting advice that people have offered us.
I think we say things to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if there's been any, like, outside assistance. Besides Paul Simon, of course.
Who called me personally.
Friend.
Freedom is when I'm without you.
Thanks so much to Hannah and JJ for coming on to Scratch Take. Visit scratchtake.com for a link to Overcoats' SoundCloud page, where you'll find all of the band's most recent releases, including their single, Nighttime Hunger. You'll also find a complete playlist of all of the songs featured in today's episode. And finally, if you like the show, make sure to subscribe on iTunes for more deep dives into the minds of songwriters.